wants more American troops in Europe? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Poland's president will ask for that at a meeting this morning with President Biden, who will make a big speech later about supporting Ukraine's fight against Russia, the day after the president's secret train trip to Ukraine that involved a different type of motorcade, too.
The U.S. gave Russia a heads up. President Biden would be visiting Ukraine, but to keep the trip clandestine, the president was driven in a white Toyota SUV instead of the customary black limo or Suburban, and traveled with a much smaller bubble than usual.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Warsaw. Russia's president spoke first. Vladimir Putin again railing today in the West against the West in a long speech still going on.
President Putin says it's not him who started the war in Ukraine, but an aggressive and expansionist West. Before both houses of the Russian parliament, Putin repeated his unfounded claim that Russia was freeing Ukraine from the clutches of Nazis.
Vladimir Putin also just said in this long speech Russia is suspending its participation in an arms treaty signed with the U.S. back in 2010, the so-called New START treaty, caps the number of long-range nuclear warheads they can deploy, limits the use of missiles they can carry. Also, the Supreme Court hears a key case today that could change social media.
Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, a statute that went into effect in 1996, which protects social media companies from lawsuits over posts from their users. A California family who lost a daughter in a terrorist attack in Paris is suing Google and YouTube, claiming the companies knowingly permitted ISIS to post hundreds of radicalizing videos inciting violence and recommended ISIS videos to users.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Now, the justices will consider a similar case that involves Twitter and terror content at a hearing tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Well, the Supreme Court this week considers legal protections for social media companies over their content. The Food and Drug Administration has new posts online taking on what it calls a health hazard, misinformation.
Under FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf, the agency has begun using Instagram memes, YouTube videos, and other online tools to try and debunk myths about COVID vaccines and other medical products. It's an unlikely role for the 100-year-old agency, which has never been known for its communication skills. But Califf claims the growing tide of health misinformation demands a response from his regulators. Many experts support the effort, but warn that separate controversies at the FDA may be undermining its credibility with the public. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
An arrest in the murder of a California bishop found shot to death Saturday. Carlos Medina taken into custody.
Medina's the husband of Bishop O'Connell's housekeeper.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna. Medina had done work for Bishop David O'Connell, and they got a tip. He was complaining about not being paid. Yesterday was President's Day, and we got news about one of our more revered commanders-in-chief, Abraham Lincoln. His memorial in Washington's getting an upgrade.
15,000 square feet of exhibit space that'll tell visitors about the president as well as the story of the construction of the memorial. It's going up in the cavernous area under the memorial. They'll also have an immersive theater presentation. It's a public-private partnership to be built with about $69 million from the National Park Service and private donations. Construction's expected to be finished up by March of 2026. And the memorial is supposed to remain open during construction. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Well, they had the day off on Wall Street because of the President's Day holiday. This morning, stock futures are down more than 200 for the Dow, suggesting selling will start the week. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.